Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Monday. It's November 19th. I'm Shannon Lukens. The new medical office building at Memorial Regional Health has received another $1,000 contribution. This time it's from Bob Meckley, who owns Toonies and Such. The goal is to raise $1 million, and so far the foundation has raised $869,000. Funding for the direct summer flight from the Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden to Houston has been cut. It's the first casualty from 2A in Rout County not passing. Air program money is managed by the local marketing district board, which met last Friday. They decided not to subsidize the direct flight to and from Houston this summer. It will be up to United Airlines if they want to continue offering the direct flight. Beetle-killed timber is creating jobs across Colorado. The hardest-hit counties from the mountain pine beetle devastation are Rout and Eagle, Grand and Summit. The Colorado State Forest Service estimates 3.4 million acres of forest was killed across the state, which means about 800 million dead trees that are potential fuel for the next wildfire. Now it's estimated that one-third of Colorado's roughly 100 sawmills use beetle-killed trees for wood products. The lumber has a blue stain. In Craig, Mountain Pine Manufacturing creates wood strand mulch from beetle-killed timber. In Kremling, there's Confluence Energy's wood processing plant that creates wood pellets from wood scraps. It supports vegetation at highway projects, oil well pads, and scorched forests. One lumber lobbyist says Colorado's forest product companies employ or contract 1,200 loggers, truckers, and mill workers and produce products valued at more than $86 million annually. The House has passed a bill in Washington that would no longer protect gray wolves across the lower 48 states. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is reviewing the status of the wolf and is expected to declare that the wolf has recovered sufficiently enough to be removed from protection under the Endangered Species Act. Sarah Lincecum has been named the Assistant Principal of the Year by the Colorado Association of School Executives. Lincecum is the Assistant Principal at Craig Middle School and has been with the Moffat County School District for the past 10 years. She started as a kindergarten teacher at Sunset Elementary School back in 2008. Lincecum will receive the award at a conference in February. If you plan to cut down your own Christmas tree, you need a $10 permit from the U.S. Forest Service. They're for sale at the different park district offices, but also at the Moffat County Visitor Center from 9 to 5 every day and 9 to 1 on Saturday. In Rangeley, the Polar Plunge recently raised about $1,200 for the Special Olympics in Colorado. Seven participants jumped into the chilly waters of Kenny Reservoir, including 83-year-old Kay Nixon. Next year, the plan is to get the Rangeley Town Council members to join in the jump. In Snowmass Village, the town council plans to raise the legal age for buying cigarettes from 18 to 21, and it plans to prohibit tobacco in vending machines. Aspen Mountain opened Saturday earlier than normal. Aspen was supposed to open Thanksgiving Day, but early snow and chilly temperatures were perfect for snowmaking, so it let the resort open 5 days earlier than planned. Opening day at Steamboat is this Wednesday, and Howlson Hill and Steamboat is scheduled to open this next Saturday, November 24th. The small ski area in downtown Steamboat is North America's oldest operating ski area. And that's the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.